Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people over at julieland.com. As always, I am joined by the greatest photographer in the world, Mr. Richard Avery.
The greatest photographer in the universe.
Oh, shit, the universe. I'm so sorry.
The Julieland universe.
The Julieland universe, which I am a small planet of.
Yes.
So today's topic just kind of came just because of my trip to the studio today. I got stuck in traffic, and it's the LA Marathon, so we're dating the show. LA Marathon, and I got stuck in about an hour and 15 minute traffic. But my guest today, who is here for another show, managed to make it here not only on time, but early. Dr. Chantel.
Hi.
How are you today?
Traffic master of the universe.
Traffic master of the universe. Now, this could be...
She just was like the cops or the roadblock. She just flashes her tits and they let her go by.
If only it was that simple. Actually, I just figured out a route before I left. And I went around the barricades, Mo. I just planned it out.
That's impressive. Now, keep with us here. I think I can pull this off as an entertaining show. Because there's a lot. Here in LA, we deal with traffic a lot. And as you know, because you helped pull me into it kicking and screaming, I am now on the Free Speech Coalition Board of Directors.
Yes.
Well, as a responsible Board of Directors member, I decided to go with Diane Duke last week to the San Fernando Valley Council of Government Mobility Summit.
What is that?
Well, they were talking about transportation in the San Fernando Valley.
That's something that concerns all of us.
It concerns all of us, especially us in production, because...
Not me, because I avoid the valley.
Well, only losers live in the valley. How many people show up on set late? How many of these things? These are problems that I deal with.
Yeah.
So I went to this just because I wanted to be around, you know, meet some people. I didn't expect to really put in any sort of real input to this. But they were talking about a lot of different things that I think could actually help out the traffic in LA. And for the people that are outside of LA... It is horrible. We spend hours on the freeway to get places.
It's literally like, it's so horrible. I lived in Austin. I moved out there in 2004 and I lived there for 7 years when I was in school. And I remember people used to complain about the traffic and, oh, it's so terrible. It's so terrible. And I would literally be like windows down gleefully like, woo, I'm going 45 miles an hour at 5 PM. I thought it was like amazing.
Well, one of the jokes we always go with is how did you get here? Well, I took the 101 to the 134 to the 2, and then I went to the 210. You know, it's just the
then
most
then you went to the Slauson cutoff and cut off your Slauson.
And
this
like
is
the,
what we had to do with you today, though. We had to reroute
you. Reroute me to a different area. No, you've lived here for a very long time.
Yeah.
No. I've only lived here 16 years, and so I'm still getting things. Yeah. I have an excuse still. But it was funny. Actually, years ago, I think it was Jennifer Grey. Who was the girl that was in Dirty Dancing?
Jennifer Grey.
Jennifer Grey. She was
used
on
to
a
be my neighbor.
She was on a show called, like, Whatever or something. It was a show that lasted probably 6 episodes. And I still remember to this day, there was a car chase on the TV that they're watching. And it was like they're watching a sports thing. They're getting popcorn and they're watching the, you know, the car chase through LA. No, no, don't go that way. You need to take the 405. Oh, he's going to get caught if he goes up. And it was really funny. I mean, LA traffic is, you know, has become comedy. It's, you know, we see it everywhere. So sitting through this mobility summit, I was expecting things to be a little bit more exciting. It was not.
What did they talk about?
Well, a lot of different things. But the one thing that I actually found the most fascinating, there was light rail, there was all these different things. But one of the most fascinating things I thought of was a tunnel underneath the Sepulveda Pass.
Wait, you thought of that or they were actually discussing
I came up with this on my own. I was drinking alcohol, smoking weed, and doing some Xanax. And I came up with the idea. No, absolutely not. Some insane council member. Yeah, exactly. Metro, insert whatever politician, came up with the idea of digging a tunnel from the 101 down to the 10, 10 miles, 3 lanes going each way as a toll road, and 2 train lines going through.
Oh, God.
At an estimated cost of $1 billion per mile.
It's worth it all.
And that's what I thought.
It's worth all of it.
Really? You would go for it? You would like that?
I would want to know how they were going to put it under the existing freeway without, I don't know how they would do that. But my God, it would be like when they put the underground train through the bay in San Francisco.
Yeah, but by the time
I'll be dead and gone.
I know, by the time they finish it, it'd be like,
not necessarily. Because the city of Seattle, I went to school in Seattle in the mid-90s. We had the Aurora Highway.
First of all, you can't compare Seattle to LA.
Hold on. Back up there.
Settle down.
So 16 years ago, 17 years ago, whatever, I'd never heard anything about this grand tunnel that they decided to do. They have a thing called Bertha, which is this gigantic sci-fi-like machine that is digging a tunnel underneath the city of Seattle, right next to the Elliott Bay, for 2 miles.
My concern with a giant tunnel going through the Sepulveda Pass, though, would be
earthquake?
The earthquakes. Right. Like, if you were to...
That's
I mean, everything in LA.
I'm
not, an earthquake scientist, so I have no idea if what I'm going to say is the thing that would actually happen.
Maybe you should go to school.
Yeah, maybe.
Study it.
I've been in school enough. I'm done. I'm done learning. I refuse to learn anything else. Just kidding. But all of these plates kind of come together here and all that stuff, and that's why, like, Baja is kind of broken off from mainland and blah, 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 blah. And if you go and you dig a Bertha underneath that part, I mean, what's... They're just going to rattle something loose. Like, it's going to cause, like, a cataclysmic... Away
that whole California breaking off into the ocean.
Escape from LA, Kurt Russell, it's all going to happen.
So my question is, why do you hate tunnels?
I don't hate tunnels.
Why do you hate...
I hate earthquakes.
You hate earthquakes. Why do you hate spending $1 billion a mile? What is that?
If I had $1 billion to spend for a mile to do that, like, I actually might do it, but I would be more concerned about the earthquake. Like, I don't think Seattle has the same...
They have earthquakes.
Issue.
Oh, yeah.
Like here?
But not like here, but
Seattle
has,
they're not prepared for earthquakes whatsoever.
Seattle has volcanoes.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if a volcano erupted and you were in Bertha the tunnel?
You would want to be in the tunnel at that point.
Wouldn't it fill up with lava? Could you just imagine the lava coming down from the
just
volcano?
Just so you know, Mount St. Helens erupted in the early 80s, and it just blew a bunch of ash over it. No lava.
Yeah, but I was alive. That did a lot of damage.
Oh, it did a huge amount of damage.
No
lava.
Anything about volcanoes except for what I saw in Joe versus the Volcano. And so that's the end. I'm doing good.
These movie references. Yeah. Bam, bam. Any subject we talk about, she's got a movie reference.
I thought this topic was going to be good because I have an educated woman in here, and she's throwing out Joe versus the Volcano.
And all the bad.
And Escape from L.A.
and all the bad movies.
Dante's Peak.
Isn't that a documentary?
Wait, no. Just Volcano. Kidding. The actual L.A. movie Volcano. Well, we're seeing.
Or are you going to say Wakano, and that's a restaurant?
Yeah.
Wakano?
Yeah, it's a good Japanese...
Speaking of walking, nobody walks in L.A. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Probably because they're all sitting in their cars trying to find a parking spot.
You gotta ask missing persons about that.
Well, I was thinking, honestly, one of my favorite things as I'm driving in my 98 Honda Accord down the 101 freeway at 5 miles an hour is the douchebag next to me in the Lamborghini that spent $150,000 on his car.
No.
Is 300. Look, it's got this, this, and this. We're going the same speed, and you're burning more gas than I am.
And probably has a manual transmission in that car.
But I bet he scores better chicks than you do, though.
I work in porn. I have a girlfriend, sir.
Still, he works.
Yeah.
He does better than you.
I can hire any girl I want to work with me.
Yeah, exactly.
If I have the budget.
If you have the budget.
If I have the budget, I can hire anyone.
So what's your worst traffic experience? Is it today?
My traffic experience was delightful today. I had zero problems.
She's all like...
Would you like to know the route I took? I went down the 101, mm-hmm. and I got off on Normandy, and mm-hmm. I took Normandy south, and then I took Melrose west.
That's perfect.
And then I'm not going to tell you where we went after that, because I don't want to reveal the location of this spectacular, beautiful, highly secret studio. However, I got here. In plenty of time.
Okay.
And your route
was... Well, here was my route. Ready? 101 exited at...
Hollywood and Highland.
101 exited Cahuenga, took Cahuenga down to Franklin, crossed Franklin all the way down to Hollywood, crossed Highland, took Franklin all the way over to La Brea, went down La Brea, took a right... somewhere in a neighborhood, got turned back around, had
Call
to go
me
back
in a
up...
Panic.
Hold on. Had to go back up La Brea, cross back over Franklin, up to the 101 on Highland, right. Down the 101 to Normandy, exit there, go down to Melrose, and shoot all the way across.
We have to mention, all because of the stupid LA Marathon.
LA Marathon.
Bunch of dumb people trying to run and get healthy.
As I tweeted, please run faster because you're fucking up the rest of our lives.
But it's funny, is that's what I said was I was trying to get that point across when I first looked at the map, was like the only way to go across all that was the freeway, really. So I was like saying, go past the freeway. Like, you nailed it. It was like, go. That's what I was like saying, go all the way down past it all on the freeway. Then you just have to head back over.
You know, I can't I can't sit here. I'm feeling a little guilty actually being like, I know where I'm going, blah, blah, blah. I actually, I have
Google Maps.
I have to give props to that though to my dad. My dad does construction work and has worked throughout the city, like all the way up to Ventura, Bakersfield, down everywhere, like the whole LA sprawl my entire life.
Yeah.
And so it's always been like, everywhere you have to know where you're going, and my dad can tell you where a pothole is on a side street in East Los Angeles all the way to how the lanes
yeah no I'm the same way though, like because I've driven all over California basically, but yeah. all over Southern California. I'm the same way, like after all these years going on jobs in different locations and stuff, like you just know.
Yeah.
And it was always back in the day, we didn't have Google Maps. We used to have Thomas Guide. You remember right. those?
No, I had that when I first, yeah.
Sense of direction.
And it was, yeah, and then all of a sudden it was like building up that. And then really back in the day, we used to always call the LA shortcuts. You also knew all the LA shortcuts. Mm-hmm. Now those shortcuts don't exist anymore.
Yeah, there was like a time when you could go.
Yeah, you could go, if you needed to go down. You,
and now it'll only.
Yeah, like now it's you. Always traffic everywhere. It's getting worse and worse and horrible, horrible, horrible.
Well, I do have to compliment you, Chantel, as I was saying earlier, in the quite a number of times that we've met up. You've been early every single time, and I usually run on time or slightly late every single time. We'll meet for coffee. She's already there. I'm 5 minutes early. She beats me there. I have never arrived at a place first.
Maybe she's not early. Maybe it's just you're late because you're always late with me.
I didn't used to be.
Yeah.
Honestly, you're always late. I didn't used to be until I started working in porn, and I don't like to believe I work on porn standard time,
yeah.
but I definitely...
It's a real thing.
It's gotten bad.
PST.
And then the problem is Miss Alex Chance runs late for everything. And so if I'm running late, she's 15 minutes behind me.
You gotta start telling her the wrong time. Don't listen to this, Alex. Plug your ears, earmuffs. You have to like, if you need to leave by 12:30, you got to tell her you got to leave by 12. Like, you just got to start lying.
Exactly. Because then you do. I mean, LA does, and obviously this is a very LA-based show for our listeners that are outside of LA. This is a major thing for us.
It will ruin your day, your week, your life. Like it.
Well,
it
it's like my thing is like, I up. Never, the whole traffic thing, I never, like I always tell people, I never go to the Valley anymore. Ever. I mean, I try to avoid it at all cost. And when I go, I always try to line up everything. Like, if I have to go out there, I'm going to line up 2-3 things.
Yep.
Like, if you said, come see me on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, I'd be like, no, let's do all of them all in the same day. And I head on out. I'm like, oh, God, here, I got to go to the Valley. Nope. Then I go out there, and I'm like, get me out of here. Like, literally in 10 minutes, the first shopping mall, mini mall thing I see, I'm like, oh, get me out of here. But that I always tell people, when I first moved to L.A., I lived in the Valley and I was working in Hollywood, and everybody in Hollywood would tell me Valley sucks. I never understood why. I never the traffic, this, that, and everything. And I was always, what? And it wasn't until I moved out of there, I realized it does suck.
You know, I think that it's probably bad everywhere. I mean, it's bad here where
it's gotten worse here.
It's bad there. It's bad there. It's bad everywhere. It's when you start to try and it's like there are boroughs or something like that. And when you try to go from West LA to the Valley, then you realize how truly like locked in you kind of are. Or like
the thing that always
Pasadena to
wherever. Through the years though, what always bothers me though, I think that you know I can expect traffic at commute times. That you're like, okay, cool. I'm at 5 o'clock. Of course, there's going to be. It's when it's like 4 a.m. There's
on a Monday.
Yeah, you're like thinking like nothing, and you're in a traffic jam.
And
you're like
4:05.
Yeah, and you're like, what the hell is going on here? And it's just
nothing. There's a blinking light on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Oh, I was driving down the 5 freeway earlier in the week this week, and it was just like. Horrible, like rolling along, just burning alive, and like heat coming, just terrible. And I see this little puff of smoke off to like the center. I'm like, oh man, there must have been an accident like that just happened. Like clearly the flames still haven't been extinguished. It was a tractor sitting there idling, making like puffs. Just it was like, completely off the road. It was in the middle, and as soon as people passed it, all of a sudden this gridlock traffic just disappeared.
Yeah.
Smokestack of a tractor.
Yeah.
I do have to say real quick, probably one of the more exciting, and it sounds morbid when I say that, Alex and I were driving back from Irvine, and we were on the 101. It was like 1:30 in the morning. All of a sudden, traffic stops. Whoa. Like a cop did a traffic break and stop. And we're sitting there under, and there's an overpass just in front of us. And we sat there for probably 20 minutes, and more cops are coming, things like that. And we're about 3 car lengths back. And they have lights, and you can see that they're lighting up the freeway. And then you see them pull out the sheet to put over the body. And we're like, well, this is going to be a while. And we sat there for another hour tweeting, trying to figure out if anybody had heard anything about this. Nobody. I mean, everybody's sleeping. All of a sudden, you know, we look behind us and they're flipping everybody on the 101, turning around. So I got to drive the wrong way on the 101 back and exit. And it was like, okay, well, that was kind of cool.
And
but
all of this, driving the wrong way on the 101 and tweeting and this and that, all while somebody else is deceased on the
I know.
Road in front of you. We are sick fucks.
I think I tweeted rest in peace to the person who may or may not have jumped off the overpass. I never said I'm a good person.
Oh my God. That was thoughtful.
Yeah. Luckily, it didn't hit my car because I just washed it.
Exactly.
Jesus. Some of that spray gets on here. I'm going to kick someone's ass.
Exactly.
No, if somebody jumped on the Honda, it would total the car. It would be a bad thing.
I've seen some Hello Kitty magnet would survive.
I've seen
oh,
some.
Oh, really?
I've seen some crazy
things. Calling out the Hello
things.
Kitty magnet. I see how it is. Well, on that morbid note, Chantel, I appreciate you putting up with my traffic ranting. I thought it was a good topic.
And fuck LA traffic. It's
exactly.
That's
where I'm going.
I always try to be on time.
You're amazing. So, Chantel, where can people find you out there in the social media land talking about traffic?
Hopefully I'm never talking about traffic, but
she's
going to
create her own traffic blog.
I know, right? I'm on Twitter at Dr. Chantel, and you can always see more of my stuff at my delightful website, ChantelTibbles.com.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, you can find me bitching about traffic as I did earlier today on the Twitter at MoXXX Mox, as some people like to tell me. And I don't post pictures of traffic up there, but you can check out my newly relaunched blog, TheAverageMo.com, where there's the Mo of the Day, which is a great BTS picture every day. We have some Mo on the Go video interviews. You can see every episode or hear every episode of More with Mo. And let's see. There's all sorts of shit. Go check it out. TheAverageMo.com. Go fuck yourself, Richard Avery. Thanks, guys.
Bye.